Hold your horses. I'm coming. What's so... Oh, honey. You're soaked. Come in, quick. What's wrong? You look so panicked. Come on, give me a hug. Oh, don't worry about getting my dress wet. Now, come with me and we'll get you out of these wet clothes. Are you cold? Do you need a nice hot shower? Okay, suit yourself. There are clean towels in the bathroom. Throw those soaking wet clothes in the tub, dry off, and I'll see if I can find something for you to wear. Is everything okay? I wasn't expecting you. No, don't be sorry. I'll take care of you. Aha, found it. You decent? Here, put this on. Yes, it was your father's bathrobe. I'm pretty sure it's the only thing in my closet you'd be comfortable in. I don't think you'd fit in any of my dresses. I'll be in the kitchen when you're done drying off. Oh, my poor boy. I hoped he'd gotten this under control. Well, that was quick. Now, give me another hug. Oh. Tell me what's wrong. Is this about how you get during storms? Oh, I thought so. Well, sweetie, you're always welcome to come to me when you need help. But I'm not usually home this early on Friday afternoons. What would you have done if I wasn't here? You're pretty lucky that I just happened to take today off. Oh, honey, no, don't apologize. That's not what I meant. I'm not mad that you didn't call first. I'm happy to see you. I'm just pointing out that I would be happier if I knew you had a reliable way to manage your anxiety without having to rush over here in the middle of the day. You haven't done this before. Not since you've moved out, anyway. Okay, well, you're here with me now. That's all that matters. And if I know my son, you have that look on your face that you get when you want to tell me something, but aren't quite ready to open up yet. Well, how about some lunch? I made lasagna last night and there's leftovers. Honey, you know better than to skip lunch. An empty stomach will only make things worse. Oh, okay. I'm sorry. That came out more nagging than I intended. But you know I'm right. I'll warm the lasagna right up and cut you a piece. Here. You still love my lasagna, don't you? So, tell me, how's work? They must be pretty happy with you to just let you leave so early. Oh, well, as long as you don't get caught using the same family emergency excuse twice, I guess there's no harm in it. Remember, you only have two grandmas. But I'm glad you took a taxi instead of trying to drive here in your condition. Oh, that? I kept the bathrobe when I donated your father's clothes. He loved how cozy it felt, and I wasn't ready to part with it. Why don't you keep it? It looks good on you. I think he would have liked you to have it. Oh, you're welcome, sweetie. Done already? Oh, you must have been famished. Let me get you another piece. Okay. Well, you let me know if you change your mind. Let's see what the weather app says about the storm. Oof. It looks like the wind and the rain might pick up soon. The radar doesn't look too bad. Try not to worry. There are some storms in the area until later, but they might miss us entirely. So, I guess that means we're going to have a lot of quality time together. What do you think? We could have movie night. Oh, of course. We can talk instead. Let's go sit on the sofa. I'm glad to hear that you're ready to talk about what's bothering you. Go ahead, I'm listening. Oh, no, sweetie. You're not broken. You went through a very traumatic experience. You were only living on your own for what, a month before the tornado hit? And so many of your neighbors got hurt. It's perfectly understandable for you to relive that panic when a thunderstorm happens. I can only imagine how chaotic it must have been. Yes, I know it was years ago, but everyone heals in their own time. And you had a way to cope, at least until today, right? You know I support you 100%, always. I think therapy is a great choice, and I'm proud of you for coming to that decision. Yes, I did encourage you to see a therapist back when all that happened. And again, the first time I saw you get agitated during a thunderstorm. But you were a grown man, and as much as I wanted to make you do it, I knew you'd just ignore me and resent me if I kept pushing you. You weren't willing to take advice from your mother anymore. Of course I'm right. You're only realizing this now? Mommy knows best, honey. Oh, that's a beautiful smile. So, what about those noise-canceling headphones? Did they stop working for you? They were expensive enough. Oh, honey, no. If they're broken, I'll get you new ones. You can't afford to wait while you save up. Sweetie, there's a difference between being self-sufficient and just stubbornly refusing help. These are important. It's not a handout. You're my son. You know what? If you want, you can think of it as a loan. You can pay me back in installments if you want to, and I won't hear another word. Well, I'm glad that's settled. We'll get you some fancy new headphones, and I'll even help you find a good therapist if you want. How's that sound? Oh, I guess the storm might be getting a bit closer. Hey, why don't we snuggle like we used to? Put your head on my chest while I lie back. Don't look at me like I'm crazy. You came to your mother for comfort, and this is how mothers comfort. Come on. Ah, there. Now, how's that? Do you feel safer? Good. Just keep focusing on my heartbeat. How about if I stroke your arm like this? Is that okay? It's been years since we snuggled like this, since your father passed away. Oh no. You may not have noticed it, but I definitely did. When the snuggling stopped, that's when I knew you kids were growing up and you wouldn't need me as much anymore. It's all right, sweetie. I didn't take it personally. You were becoming a man, and your sister was always so independent, regardless. You both needed space, and I gave it to you. Oh, I love you too, sweetie. What thunder? Oh, sorry. I didn't hear anything. Hey, so how's that girl you brought over last month? Yes, her. Oh, well, that's too bad. You were a cute couple. Do you think you'll see her again? Well, for what it's worth, I liked her. Nosy? Oh, honey, it's my job to be nosy. I'm your mother, and I want to make sure that you're happy and having a healthy personal life. Oh, very healthy, you say. Oh, it's too late to act shy about it after bragging like that. Go on. How healthy is it? Oh, I disagree. I think your mother is exactly who you should be having this conversation with. Oh, maybe I was joking a little bit at the start. But you so rarely bring any girlfriends over these days. Are you having trouble meeting girls? No? Good. I can't say I'm not surprised. You've grown up to be such a handsome young man. Do you have trouble in the bedroom? Oh, I won't judge, sweetie. I was young once. I know that not all young men your age are as generous in bed as they could be. Unless there's something medical. Oh. Oh my. And did you like it? See, that wasn't so hard. Well, it sounds like you're every bit the gentleman a woman could ask for. Those girls don't know what they're missing out on. That's a very mature way to think about it. You'll know when you found the right girl, and I'm sure I'll be happy to meet her when the time comes. No, don't get up, honey. What are you doing? Was that an uncomfortable position for you? Oh, please. There's nothing to be embarrassed about. Talking about sexuality is healthy, and so is a comforting, loving cuddle with your mother. Oh, honey, that thunder really snuck up on us that time. It's okay. You're safe in my arms again. Snuggle into my chest. That's it. Here, since you were so honest with me, why don't I share something private about myself to make you feel less embarrassed? Well, you once asked if thunder made me panic, and I said no. But what I didn't tell you is that it gets my heart racing. I mean, I find thunderstorms very exciting. And by exciting, I mean arousing. Oh, are you more embarrassed now? God, I just can't win with you. You say you didn't need to hear that about your mother, but I think you liked it. In fact, I could feel how your body reacted as I said it. Yeah, your robe is open. I wonder when that happened. Do you remember when I took you and your sister to the lake to celebrate your high school graduation? You had just turned 18, and I let you have your first beer. I was so proud to see how much you'd grown and matured. And I know you remember that it was the first time I wore my bikini around you. I wasn't trying to tease you, but you couldn't keep your eyes off my chest and ass. I thought your eyes were going to pop out of your head. Your sister at least had the grace to tell me how good I looked instead of just gawking at my body. You had constant erections. I'm surprised your sister didn't tease you about it. Maybe she felt sorry for you, a prisoner to your hormones. Did you relieve yourself? Oh, I guess it would have been hard to find time alone during the vacation. The cabin was pretty small. But what about later? Did you ever lie awake in your bedroom, remembering how that bikini clung to my ass? You know, I felt bad seeing you so helpless. That's why I put the bikini away and wore my sundress for the rest of the week. But I could still see you eye-fucking me at every opportunity, especially when you thought I wasn't looking. In fact, I think I might be wearing one of those dresses right now. Is that why I can feel you slowly grinding your cock against my thigh? Because you like mommy's little sexy sundress? Are you remembering how I made you feel? Oh, the bodice is just cut low enough for you to nuzzle my cleavage. But you figured that out 5 minutes ago, didn't you? I think you'd keep your face buried in my tits all day if I let you. But it's time you gave my pussy some attention. That's right. Oh, look at you. You're such a good boy getting down on the floor for me. Let me help you. If I move to the edge of the sofa like this and spread my thighs wide and lift my dress, can you see how wet I am? No? Well, I guess you should take my panties off then. Oh, baby. You didn't waste any time going for my pussy. Oh, your tongue definitely knows. Oh, it's way around a clit. Oh, you have done this before. God. I want to find out if you love eating pussy as much as you claim to. Oh, do you like how mommy tastes? Oh, I got so excited thinking about you fucking all those girlfriends. And when you had your hard shaft pressed against me, I knew I had to show you how wet I was. Have you thought about this before, honey? Oh, you have? Oh, God. Oh, did you become such a good pussy licker because you couldn't stop fantasizing about me? Oh, were all those girls just practice until you could get what you really wanted? God, oh, whatever it was, sweetie, it's paying off. Oh, God, you're doing everything right. Bury your face in mommy's juicy pussy. Oh, your tongue feels divine. Oh, plunge it in there. Yes. Oh, taste me. Oh, fuck. Oh, yeah, those juices are all for you. Oh, you're positively starving for my pussy, aren't you? Oh, I'm starting to feel like such a neglectful mother for keeping it from you for so long. Oh, you're so eager for it. God. Oh, but now it's yours, honey. Oh, yeah. Oh, put your fingers inside me. Oh, thrust them. Oh, that's a spot. Ah. Finger me while you lick my clit. You're so good with those fingers. Oh, God. I can barely think straight. Oh, they're stretching me out like this. Oh, God. Oh, your cock is going to feel so amazing. Oh, fuck. Oh, keep licking my clit like that. God, it feels so good. Oh, it's been years since a man took care of me like this. Oh, that's perfect, baby. Keep going. Oh, just like that. You're gonna make me come. Oh, that's right. Oh, mommy's gonna come for you. Come up here and kiss me. Oh, God. I taste so good on your lips. Oh, and you made me come so fast. I must have needed that even more than I realized. God, my big boy is so hungry for mommy. God, your kisses, the way you shoved your tongue in my mouth. Why your hard shaft is just sliding against my slick pussy. Oh, God. Oh, that's so good. So good. Oh, yeah, squeeze my tits while you kiss me. I love how strong your hands are. Oh, you're gonna rub my clit raw with that rigid cock. Oh, I think you need to put it in somewhere a little wet. Are you ready to fuck my pussy? You're ready to fuck me, aren't you? Oh, do you want me to wrap my arms around you? Well, I squeeze you with my pussy. Oh, that's a big yes, isn't it? Oh, I want to feel that gorgeous dick in me so badly. Oh, come sit down next to me. Let mommy comfort you. I know what you need. Mommy knows how to make you feel good. God. Yes. You're so ready. Oh, let me get on top of you. Oh, one of my favorite things is to straddle a man like this. Oh, yeah, feel the head of his cock as he penetrates you, parting my labia, and plunging into my cunt. Oh, God. Fuck yes. Oh, I've been dying to feel you against my bare skin. Oh, and that's perfect. Yes, honey. Lick and squeeze my tits. Oh, God. It feels so right holding your head against me like this. Oh, feeling you kiss and suck my breasts. Oh, mommy's always going to be here for you. Oh, wet and hot for you. Oh, I love you too, sweetie. Let me show you how much. Oh, let me love you with my whole body. Oh, your cock. Oh, it fits in me perfectly. Oh, fuck. Oh, it's good to go home, baby, isn't it? Oh, back where you belong. Oh, fuck. Oh, fuck. Oh, it's like you were made for me. Oh, made to go in that pussy, aren't you? Oh, nestled inside me. Oh, this is heavenly. Oh, I could grind on you like this all day. Oh, I can't wait to try that. Spend all day riding you. Oh, but maybe another time. I can feel how much you need release today. Oh, and I need you to come inside me. I need you to fill this tight, wet cunt. Oh, bite my nipple, sweetie. Oh, yes. Oh, you enjoy my dirty talk. Don't you? So perverse and graphic and loving and encouraging. That's the kind of lover I'll be for you. I love having you inside me. Oh, while you worship my tits. Oh, the way your stiff cock throbs as you kiss and lick my breasts. God, oh, they're so sensitive. Oh, I can almost come from having them played with alone. Oh, that's why I love giving tit fucks so much. Oh, that got your attention. Don't worry. We have plenty of time to explore each other's bodies. All right, now focus on your cock. Can you feel my pussy squeezing you? Clenching around your shaft. Oh, baby. Can you feel how much my body loves you? Oh, grab my hips. Oh, force me down on you. Oh, God. Oh, you're so deep inside my pussy. Oh, I want all of you. Oh. you like it when mommy bounces on your lap? Oh, yeah, I want to fuck you just as hard as you want to fuck me. Oh, watch my tits bounce as I ride my handsome son's gorgeous cock. Oh, yeah, I think it's gorgeous. God, I love this cock. It's the only one I want from now on. Oh, that's right, sweetie. I'll spread my legs for you whenever you want to take it. Are you close, honey? Oh, yeah, those sexy fucking moans tell me you're gonna explode. Oh, my pussy is so hungry for your cum. Oh, I'll take it all inside me. Oh, that's what you want, right, baby? To fill your mother's tight cunt with your hot, sticky cum. Oh, that did it. Fuck. I'm ready too, baby. That's it, sweetie. Just let your body take over. Come with me. Come in your mommy. Oh, give me all your cum. Oh. Oh, 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 God. Oh, fuck. Oh, 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 fuck. Oh, baby. Oh, my love. That was so wonderful. Yes, that's a little crude, but not inaccurate. Yes, honey, mommy distracted you with her pussy. It worked though, didn't it? There was at least one thunderclap you didn't even seem to notice. Though it would have been tough to hear anything with your head clamped between my thighs. Oh, God. But it was more than just distracting you, my sweet boy. You were in need. I would do anything to take care of you. And making love to you just felt right. And maybe next time a storm hits, you'll remember my kisses and my body and how it feels to be safe in my arms. Oh, I intend to have you again, sweetie. It's going to be a stormy weekend. If the thunder wakes you up, just let me know so I can comfort you properly. Oh, and don't think this will end once you start going to therapy. I meant everything I said about needing you. I don't think I could even stop if I wanted to. Oh, it sounds like the worst of it is over for now. How are you feeling? Oh, tired. Well, if I wore you out so much, you should take a nice nap. Come, take my hand. Let's go to the bedroom and we can snuggle for a bit before I have to start dinner. I love you, sweetie.